This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, welcome to the show and welcome to the last week of 2021. It's going to be very strange to swing into 2022. You have to sort of pause and say that and think about that for a second. I hope you had a wonderful holiday and Santa brought you everything that you wanted, or if you celebrated something else, whatever it might have been, I hope that was equally as joyous to you. It was a very interesting Christmas for my family. It was good. The chance to just have a second to take a breath, and it was really a good time to kind of reassess where we were, etc., and also realize that getting a black spruce was not the best idea. It is like a needle shredder. I want you to picture this. Does it happen to you? Is this happening to you if you have a real tree? You're sitting on the couch. You're watching the game, watching a movie, whatever you're doing, and you can hear the needle shredding, like shh, like they're tinkling down the tree. I'm not kidding. I can't tell you how many times I have swept up those needles, and I cringe when I think of now getting this tree out of the house and how many needles will be dropped. Oh, well, small problem to have, right? This is a big problem to have. People want these coronavirus tests because Omicron is prevalent. Lots of people are getting it. I have a lot of people in my own world that are getting it, whether they've been vaccinated or not. And these at-home tests are capped at Walgreens and CVS because the demand is surging. So CVS had to put a statement out saying that they have a limit of 6 test kits per purchase in stores and online, if you can even find it, because they said that days ago. And they, of course, have 4,800 locations, and the kits online might be out of stock, because they're trying to make them available in stores to meet the demand. Walgreens said the same thing, that they are going to limit the purchase of at-home test kits to 4 because they're getting a shortage. What are they going to do? And we have this rapid spread. It's the fastest of any variant yet. And again, though there's a rise and it's mild, you still need to know if you have it. Virus cases in the United States have shot up more than 27% in just the past couple of weeks. Hospitalizations have climbed too. Now, we do know that last week the president said that the government would buy 500 million rapid coronavirus tests and distribute them free to us, to Americans, as well as create new vaccination testing sites, whatever. But here's the thing, it's not set up yet. Now, here's what I don't get. How come you don't have that BioNX Now, Abbott's BioNX Now, or the Quick View, or any of those? How come that wasn't thought about? I mean, it might have been thought about. Obviously, it was before the president said we're going to do that. But why wouldn't they have thought about that before Omicron? I'm just saying out loud. I just think that you should have been more prepared for that, because we know we're struggling. We know that there are problems with this. It's crazy. All right. Sad news about Archbishop Tutu, Desmond Tutu. Had a huge impact on the world, and he died at the age of 90. He's a, of course, Nobel Prize winning, Peace Prize laureate, and former Archbishop of Cape Town. And he was a guy who split time between London and South Africa before he moved all the way back into South Africa in, I want to say, 75, and he had a huge impact on ending apartheid. He really reached all kinds of people that met him, black, white, any kind of people, and he had a huge impact on what was a hard thing, obviously a terrible thing, that was going on in South Africa. And because of him and his ability to have the courage and speaking out and being so diplomatic and being able to bridge the gap with so many factions, he made a very big impact on the world. No question about it. There is no question that as we kind of bounce around the issue of the pandemic, canceled flights, bummer for so many people. The airlines canceled hundreds and hundreds of flights on Sunday, and part of that is Omicron, because it jumbled schedules. People are testing positive, pilots or flight attendants or people who work in any level of the airlines industry, and it's a busy holiday travel season. So if you have a flight somewhere, you happen to be listening to the show, and it's coming up in the next couple of weeks, just be very cognizant of what that could be like. What happens if it's canceled? What's the backup plan? And I know, because it happened to me, and we weren't in Omicron, so be very mindful of that. It's really something when we used to take that for granted, right? I mean, I remember when a couple of times, the first times I ever flew, where we would just get dropped off at the airport, boof, like we were just going to get some fast food, just go walk right in, go up to the gate, oh, the plane's leaving in 10 minutes, no problem. Are you kidding me now? You could never do that. Of course you can't, but you might not even get on the plane, which is so, so sad. So sad, right? When you wait and wait and wait and you want to go see that family desperately, it's so hard not to be able to just see your family. And a lot of people have been in that situation and they finally get the flight. They feel good. They feel confident. And then they get leveled because the flight gets changed and they can't get on another flight. All right. It might be about choices of going to a movie. We're going to make some of this positive here because I don't want to just, I know the buzz in your backyard and mine. We're going through the holidays, talking about the pandemic, other things that are happening in the world. And we have those tons of those things to talk about always. Spider-Man, No Way Home, $1 billion at the box office globally. So definitely Peter Parker's story is something that people still want to hear about because you have three Spider-Mans in this. And it was a, I don't know, it was a good movie. We went to see it, and it was a good movie. There are other movies out there. If you have young kids or grandkids, Sing 2 came in second place. They had like 23 million. I'm just telling you the box office numbers because popularity. But I think it's about what you want to see. I wouldn't even pay attention to some of the critics. That's why we do like a cheap movie review, because I'm telling you, you go to see what you want to see. I was a Spider-Man freak as a kid because my brother would get the comics and we would read them. And then Spider-Man became a thing when it became a movie. And so, of course, I've seen all those because he and I can kibitz and go back and forth on all of that. Hey, another one that's kind of interesting, and here's a guy that I interviewed a couple of times in my career, Kurt Warner. What a great story. There's a biopic about him, American Underdog, that opened on Christmas, and Zachary Levi stars as Warner, the quarterback who went from a free, undrafted free agent to Hall of Famer. And boy, I remember his story where he worked in a grocery store and he just always believed in himself. He got tapped. Dick Vermeil believed in him. And then all the way to winning a Super Bowl with the Rams. Just, it is still an incredible story. When this came out, I thought, wow, I wondered if they would make a story about this. Cause if we're looking for feel good stories, this is definitely one of them. People talked about him forever as one of those exceptional people that somehow he finds himself in the right spot when nobody would believe it. And he made the most of it. That's for sure, because there are some incredible football players who might have set all kinds of records too, but they cannot boast of winning a Super Bowl, and he did. So American Underdog might be something to fun to watch if you don't watch it at the movie theaters when it comes out on the smaller screen. All right, buckle up, stay with us. Much more coming your way as we bounce to the other side.
Lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay, also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief, an extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
We go just to the north of London to Speaker George Asabe. He is such an interesting man, and has a successful church that he's started in his, quest to do that. And now he's got these books that I think are very powerful in many different directions. So the first one we're going to talk about is The Weapons of Our Warfare, Putting on Christ for Victory. Think about that. Christ for Victory. And he's got some interesting keys to doing that. So what does all that mean? George, first of all, thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me, Kate.
And just briefly tell everybody, I mean, how did you come from Ghana? You set up in England, you're blessed, yes. You get the trip to London, and then, it's hard to start any kind of a religious organization. So what happened?
Right. Okay. In a nutshell, Kate, I had two uncles in the United Kingdom. One lived in London and one in Birmingham, which is the first, the capital, and the second city. So when I came to my uncle, I was actually late that the time had come for me to, move to the United Kingdom. I had served in, Nigeria for a while. And so when I visited with my uncle, I was led to just visit a friend who lived in Milton Keynes, which is about 60 miles north of London. And I fell in love with the city, and I had, the urge to, move and settle in there. And that's where it started. I fell in love with the city, and I began to, also have fellowship with, the church there at the time. And after 13 years, the Lord led me and my wife to, begin this ministry, which is called Rema International Church. So in a nutshell, that's how it started. So a Rhema International Church is also, you know, the theme is a house of prayer for all nations. So we began to evangelize, call people from all nations, black, white, yellow, red. And that was how, you know, we started gathering the people, you know, for prayer and, you know, for the word of God. So in a nutshell, we are all, you know, missionaries called in different ways.
I love that. So everybody's welcome, and we so get that feeling from you. So now tell us about the weapons of warfare. What is the book about? Somebody picks up your book. Tell us what the book's about.
Right. So, Kate, the weapons of our warfare is a book that I wrote out of my own personal story. What's my personal story? Yes, I, you know, was brought up in a Christian home, but, you know, like every young boy through my secondary school life, I was just a nominal Christian. But then I went through, you know, in 1984, a time of difficulty and challenges. And that was when I began to, you know, read the Word of God anew, because the fellowship that I was in introduced me to, you know, seeking God in a new way. And thank God I was baptized by the Holy Spirit, so I truly became born again. And as I was led to read the word, I had new experiences, and I realized there is more to it than just, you know, going to church and coming back, because the kingdom of Satan is at work. But we know that God's kingdom is the kingdom of light. And so the light and the darkness are always fighting against each other. And I wrote this book to say that through the experiences that I went through, you know, darkness, challenges, what were they? I lost my job, Kate, and in a space of 5 days, I was involved in a motor vehicle accident. And so many things went on. My wife started having, you know, stomach pains, you know, right in the middle of the night. And we went through a time when, after the accident, we spent all our money on, you know, hospital bills and so on. So it was a very difficult time. But as we cried unto the Lord began to show me and open things in the Word of God that I had not previously seen. And so the weapons of our warfare is a book that opens our spiritual eyes to know that there is a battle going on between the kingdom of God and the kingdom of Satan. It did not start, you know, yesterday. It goes all the way back from, you know, the Garden of Eden. But we are told that, you know, the battle is between the seed, that is the seed of the woman, Jesus, and the seed of Satan. But we know that victory belongs to Christ. And so if we put on Christ, we have victory over the enemy. No one should ever think that, you know, we can in our own way fight Satan or evil. But through Christ, we have victory. And that is what the weapons are. So once we know, we get to know, what are the weapons? These are the things that are in the book. With those weapons, at least 7 of them, we are able to overcome every work of the enemy and emerge victorious through trials and circumstances. We've been through pandemic all over the world. And I know that people have been through very difficult and challenging times. But there is always hope. There is always light at the end of the tunnel, because God wants us to be victorious. And I encourage every Christian and even non-Christians, try Jesus, because he is the epitome of, you know, victory. If we put Christ on, he is our ultimate weapons to be able to overcome every darkness and every challenge of the enemy, and even challenges in life in general. The book, which is the Word of God, has all the answers. So my little book, The Weapons of Our Warfare, encourage people to know that reading the Word of God will bring us closer to him, but it shows us how to do that. And that is how the book came about. It's a personal testimony, and it gives encouragement and hope for every believer and even non-believer. No matter what challenges you're going through, there is a solution. You can be victorious through Christ Jesus our Lord.
Wow, I love that. So well said. That this is really a way to do that. And we won't talk about the seven keys, but they're really powerful. They're in there. That's why you have to get the book. It's on Amazon. And I also love that you wrote a book, Marriage Built on the Rock. And when you talk about, you talked about your wife, you talked about the hospital bills, you talked about the struggles, and there's so much that happens in marriages, but I think people give up so easily these days, it seems. So tell me about, and the listeners, about this book.
Right. So the other book I have, which is Marriage Built on a Rock, I just got this theme from, you know, when Jesus said, he compared the lives of two people, that the, you know, a wise man built his house on the rock. And when the rains came down, the storms of life came, and it blew on the house, but because it was built on the rock, it withstood all the challenges. But on the other hand, he said, a foolish man built his house on the sand. And the rain came down, and the weather patterns changed, and the wind blew, and it could not stand because it didn't have solid foundations. It was just built on the sand. So this is, to me, is like a metaphor of what marriage is. If our marriage is built on the solid rock foundation, which is Christ, yes, there will be challenges, there will be difficulties, but because it is built on the foundation of Christ, it will stand the test of time. I know I am not being judgmental or critical. Things happen, difficulties, challenges, so many of them in marriages and so on. But for me, if we go back to the manual, we will see that there are solutions that will enable us to stand together and, by God's grace, weather the storms. And our marriages will still stand. So it's a book that has three parts. The first part is to encourage those who are yet to marry, not to fear, but to trust God. And we show them how to find a, you know, a suitable, you know, partner. And the second part is to encourage those who are already in marriages that may be going through challenges and how to use the word of God to strengthen them. And then also the last part for those who may be in, just relationship akin to marriage, but not married yet. We encourage them to get married because that's what God encourages. And also those who, you know, may have been through divorce and seeking remarriage, there is a way God gives us grace for that. So in a nutshell, the Marriage Built on a Rock is a manual that guides people to know that, yes, if our marriages are built on the rock, there might be shaky, there might be circumstances that are challenging, but the marriage can stand as God intends it till death do us part.
Wow. So well said. And both of these books, I think, are incredibly inspiring and heartfelt. And it's your world and it's your life. And you tell about your personal experience. And I think that's what's so powerful. And you say that certainly you talk about that in the weapons of our warfare. There's no question about that. Both of these books, you can get them on Amazon. You can get them at Barnes & Noble, wherever great books are sold. George Asabe, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Oh, thank you for having me, Kate. It's been a pleasure.
Ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural,
You must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The White House making it clear as the new year approaches that its top priority now is getting that Build Back Better social spending plan passed. The Republican Senator Roy Blunt of Missouri says there's a lot in that bill that Republicans would support, but there's plenty more that they will not.
Of course there are things in there that you could be for, but I don't see how anybody could in good conscience support a bill that is putting another $5 trillion into the economy over a decade, and an awful lot of that goes into the economy immediately. 6.8% inflation could become something bigger than that, and 6.8% is way bigger than we can handle right now.
He spoke on Fox News Sunday. Over 4,000 domestic flights impacted by delays or cancellations again today. This is USA Radio News. Word is the Department of Defense is going to cut the cost of living allowance for many troops in the upcoming year. Stars and Stripes is reporting nearly 50,000 troops living in the continental U.S. will be affected by this change. The department is cutting the stipend from troops living in 15 metropolitan areas and 21 non-metro counties, including Washington, D.C. and Boston. Six metro areas and 20 non-metro counties will remain on the list for the stipend next year. That includes New York City, Long Island, Boulder, Colorado, and San Francisco. New Year's Eve celebrations in some U.S. cities now being cut back because of the Omicron variant of COVID-19. Good example is New York City, where Mayor Bill de Blasio says the city's Times Square midnight ball drop event is likely to go on, but will be scaled back. Berlin, London, Paris, and Rome canceling their normal celebrations. And this is USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Next guest is a game changer. We talk about this all the time. What's happening with diseases? What's happening with cancer rates? What's happening in our lives that's making us sick? Now more than ever, Spencer Masterson, who's a master herbalist, has written a book called Discover the Five Treasures. I love this title. Discover the Five Treasures for Better Health, A Time to Rejuvenate the Body, Mind, and Spirit. Let the journey begin. His journey is so fascinating. He dedicated this book to his mother, who I think really put him on this path without a doubt. Spencer, thanks so much for coming on.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I'm all excited about this interview and all that. I love sharing what I learned, my knowledge, and some wisdom along my path, how I healed myself.
So let's talk about, we're going to talk about your story in a second, but you told me something so powerful right before we even went on the air. And I said it, there's diabetes is rampant. There's all kinds of disease. There's all kinds of problems. People are going to doctors, trying to get into doctors, trying to get a miracle pill. What is what's happening to us? What are the five diseases, the things that we deal with that could be remedied through food in the first place?
Yeah, like I educate others that, you know, the four main conditions in America is heart disease and cancers. Type 2 diabetes is really rapid, and obesity and a few extra pounds. Those four main conditions is what's taking America down, is called the sad American diet. Well, the sad American diet is too much meat. It's just pure fat. There's no fiber, so it's hard to digest meat, especially processed meats that's processed. And then dairy is like the worst of all. Dairy is, it causes mucus. It's just liquid meat is what it is. So it gets sticky because there's no fiber. It's like we need more fibrous foods to help our digestive system. It causes fatty liver, and it causes clogged up colon, so that your digestive system from the liver to your colon has to be clean all the time for it to move out and to digest. So it's the dairy, the processed foods. Like in processed foods is processed sugars. Like people don't really like, the number one cause of, the worst drug in America is actually processed sugars, because it's one molecule, getting a hold of this, one molecule from crack cocaine. That's how addicting processed sugar is. People don't understand, like, oh, okay, it just has some sugar, I'm okay, all that. But no, as soon as that sugar enters your bloodstream, it goes to your brain, and it gets addicting like a drug, because it is a drug. That's how they designed it, this GMO sugar, to get people addicted, so you keep buying that food. It's just, they want you to buy the food, so they make the money, right? So I tell people, hey, substitute the processed sugars with like coconut sugar. You know, date sugar, coconut sugar is what I put in my protein, and it's not addicting because it's organic and it's from a coconut tree. And it has enzymes. See, you gotta have sugars, everything's gotta have enzymes to break up to help digest.
So you talk about the five, that's powerful right there, and that wraps into your book and the five treasures. Tell us the five treasures, and of course, get the book, and then you can, he expands on all of this, Spencer does in the book. You can get it on Amazon. It's easy. It's a song. Go on, get it. But tell us about, it's an easy read, too. Read this book. So tell us, give us a teaser, the five treasures.
Okay, what I discovered, you know, growing up, and Dr. Christopher, my mother taught me about whole foods, about herbs. It's all like treasure one is like chapter one. It's about whole foods. The benefits and the science behind whole foods, how it's nutrition versus processed foods. That's treasure one. And treasure two is about herbal medicine, how herbs is our medicine and our nutrition to heal the body, to get it back in balance again. So I go over in Treasure 2 about herbs, how it is medicine, how it can get your body into balance again with nutrition. Because herb has all your, for example, 100 constituents, which is components of nutrients, phytonutrients, to heal the body. We need the minerals. Everybody gets protein, everything, meat, dairy, plant foods. It's overdone with protein, because the meat and dairy says you need protein to sell their protein products. But you only need very little protein. What you need is actually minerals, the phytonutrients, to keep your body ticking and running and operating, and keep your immune system strong. Like, for example, vitamin C, vitamin D, vitamin zinc, calcium, magnesium, all those minerals our body needs to keep our immune system strong, to keep our body healthy and regenerating our cells and keep them going. And so that's what herbs do. And so that's chapter two. Is like chapter three is about exercising. We got to have some kind of exercise program. In my book, I talk about my father was very athletic in high school. He was the football quarterback. He played basketball. He could shoot three-pointers. They didn't have three-pointers back then, but I saw him. He could do half court. He He was just really good with his hands. He could move around. He could pass really fancy-like. And he played baseball. So he learned three sports in high school. He's like one of the top athletes in high school. My mom was like on the cheerleading team, so they met in high school, so they fell in love, and they ended up getting married, so that's how they connected. So I was pretty fortunate. Athletic father, a beautiful mother, blonde-haired, blue-eyed, Norwegian. She's from Norwegian, her ancestors. And my dad was dark hair. That's where I get my dark hair and dark skin. His mother was part Cherokee Indian. He's from Oklahoma. And so he had these broad shoulders, nice chest, big hands. So I'm kind of like in between my mother and my father, so I'm pretty blessed. So anyhow, some kind of exercise program. So growing up, we used to go, all of us as a family, we used to go to the local gym. There was only one gym in Mesa back in the 60s. So we'd go to the gym and work out together. And so we started lifting weights, started, you know, cycling on the bike. We would run, exercise, walk, stuff like that. My mother, in my book, actually, I talk about rebounding in my book, about the science of rebounding, how it helps the lymph nodes, to move the lymph nodes to exercise. And that actually helps the muscle tissue to tighten up. So that's one of the safest way to work out. So now I just do mostly rebounding, like first thing in the morning, I rebound for about 10, 15 minutes. And that gets my lymph nodes going, it gets circulation going. It's like, wow, I just kind of wake up. First thing in the morning, I get up about 6 o'clock, I hit the rebounder, start moving up and down, get everything moving, circulating. I go, wow, this is the easiest thing, because, like I say, my mother had a rebounder. Back in the 60s, 70s, I remember we used to jump on that thing. She says, yeah, this is the best exercise there is. So I put that in my book, too, part of the exercise program in the Treasure 3 chapter on exercise. So I have photos of lifting weights. I have photos of rebounding and the science behind, you know, weightlifting and rebounding. And so it's just I tell people, choose your favorite exercise. Pick out one and try to do it like every day or every other day and get moving, get things moving.
And then tell us 4 and 5.
Okay, so 4, Treasure 4 is about water therapy. This is so important about water. My mother had a distiller. She had a little distiller, did about a gallon at a time. She also, because there's 7 of us in the family, there's, you know, we had 5 of us, so 7 of us all together. So she had ordered 5 gallons of distilled water from a water company, and they drop off. Back then it was glass 5-gallon containers, glass, not plastic. And so we drink this water. My mom would get around and say, here's our moonshine water, drink it up. It's steam distilled. It's a vapor of water. It eliminates all the chemicals and hard minerals out of the water, and all you're getting is H2O water. People go, oh, you need the minerals in the water. I go, no. The book that I read about, The Choice is Clear, about scientists, they say it doesn't touch a vegetable mineral, only a hard, heavy minerals that'll leach out. See, that's what leaches out is the hard inorganic minerals and not the organic minerals. See, that's in my book to educate people about distilled water, how it works in the body. It actually helps the pH become more alkaline, like 7.0. It's neutral 7.0 when you drink distilled water. So it helps alkalize, it hydrates those cells, because the cells are actually 90% water. Our brain's 80%, our whole body's like 70%, just like the earth and the oceans is 70% water and 30% land, right? So our bodies are kind of close with Mother Earth. And so we need a lot of water every day. So I tell people at least drink about 1/2 gallon to 3/4 of water every day, at least pure water.
It's just an all-around great book. There's no question about it. Spencer Masterson, thank you so much. What a treasure this is. Discover the 5 treasures for better health, a time to rejuvenate the body, mind, spirit. Let the journey begin. Oh, I hope so many people get on this journey. It's so, so important. Thank you for coming on.
All right, Kate. Well, thanks for having me on. It's a joy to share this with you. And I tell everybody, let's go plant strong and heal yourself. Heal the world one person at a time, and be responsible.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
You know, you got to think about sitting around a campfire, and then in this book, Folk Tales from the South Sudan, it's a place I always wanted to visit, and this book really has some incredible lessons in it. Marcelina, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on the show.
So, first of all, tell us something about the South Sudan. I mean, for people who haven't had the ability to travel to this wonderful, magical place, tell us about the good sides of the Sudan that we don't know.
Wow, what can I say? South Sudan is the newest country on this planet, isn't it?
Yes.
Beautiful, serene forests, mountains, you name it. It's a beautiful place to be. It is a country I think I should urge everybody to visit. It's lovely. It's lovely to be in South Sudan. People are very hospitable. People are likable. People are really welcoming. And you need to experience that for yourself. If I say too much, I could maybe be beating my own drums.
I like that. So we know that's a place to put on the list, definitely. And you are from there, and you certainly have gone back there. And I love that you're weaving these tales in. What made you decide to write the book?
I thought if we, the older generation, kept quiet about these stories and this lovely literature that was passed to us orally, then the generation that are younger than us, my children and my grandchildren, would be lost. Because these are stories that were told to us by our grandmothers, great-grandmothers, and mothers. My mother inspired me so much because she used to tell her these stories. And now that we don't have that chance to sit by the fire and listen to stories, my children will lose out. So the best way to go about it is to put these books, to put these stories in a book so that not only my children and my family, but the rest of the generation out there can have that chance to listen to these stories and also learn from the culture of others. Remember, the world is now a global village.
Boy, isn't that true? I was just going to say that. Great minds think alike. Ada's Bedtime Stories, Marcelina Morgan's book, by the way, you can get on Amazon. So we're not going to give everything away, but just tell us one of the tales in the book.
I can perhaps summarize a little bit of it, given the fact that time may be short on our side. The story I love most is Ito. Ito means hair in our language. Ito and the plop. So Ito went for a visit, invited by a friend, and Ito was told not to defecate or to open his bowels in the parameters of that particular village. He did not listen to what he was told, either because he was stubborn, as he is always in all the stories, or because pressure mounted. He had a lot to eat in that party that he went to. So he went a short distance before he could realize pressure mounted so much and he could not judge the distance that he had traveled to go for toilet for opening his bowel. And as you might have known, toilets were nowhere to be seen as we know them in these days. So he opened his bowel within the parameters of the village. And as he came back to sleep, the plop or the poo that he left in the bushes followed him. And lo and behold, as he lay down to sleep, the poo started talking to him. Eh! Eh! So Ito had to wake up in the middle of the night to inquire who that was. It was the plop. He had to wake up and take the plop back to the bushes. He kept doing this forwards and backwards, almost the best part of the night, realizing that he had broken the taboo, or he had committed a taboo. Ito had to wake up early hours of the morning, escort his flock right on his way without saying goodbye, left the village, and decided to go away with his flock out of shame without saying goodbye to his friends or his hosts. So that was the story that I found very interesting, because every time I read it to kids, they tend to find it very interesting. Laughing away.
That's good. And I love that there's laughter and there's a message in that. What do you hope kids take away from, which, by the way, you and I talked about this, adults can read this certainly too, because I think there's some really interesting lessons in it. What do you hope people take away and kids take away from reading the book?
Yes, the book is meant for adults as well, because when we tell these stories by the fire, adults tell stories and the children also do. Remember, it's teaching children skills of storytelling and also lessons to be learned. So children are learning skills of how to tell stories, how to listen. The books or the stories are educational. It's meant to educate them. And at the end of the day, the morals of the stories are what the children are supposed to take home or take away. Then the culture, so the cultural values that are in the stories or that are portrayed or that are given out to the children is what the children need to know, or the whoever is reading the book is to take away as a takeaway message as well.
Yeah, wow, just absolutely wonderful. Will you do another book?
Yes, in fact, I've got another book. So this was the second book. I had another book.
And tell it, what's the other book?
So the other book was Folktales from South Sudan.
Ah.
This was the second one. This is Ada's Bedtime Stories. In fact, Ada means grandmother.
Oh, and I said Ada. Ada, so I stand corrected. Ada, I like that better. Ada's Bedtime Stories. Nice. Yes. You just taught us something. Wonderful. And so so you've got two of them, and who knows, I guess this can keep on going. There's so many tales.
Probably.
Yeah. Wow, Marcelina Morgan. Again, you can get her books on Amazon, go to Barnes & Noble, wherever great books are sold. Marcelina, thanks so much.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay, a couple of quick hits here at the tail end of the hour. It includes a shark attack, crazy, right where I used to live, and a beach that I walked on constantly, although I never swam in the water there, but a lot of surfers surf there. And then, for many of you who are trying to get home from a Christmas weekend, pretty difficult. More than 6,000 flights have been canceled so far. Lots of them on Sunday on this day, and there were cancellations on Saturday on actual Christmas Day and Friday. 700 U.S. flights were canceled, another 1,300 delayed on Sunday. Globally, there were 2,000 cancellations. Delta and JetBlue seemed to get hit the hardest. They had like 100 cancellations on Sunday. And the Christmas Eve flights, I mean, that's just terrible. Imagine you're waiting till the last second. You're thinking maybe it's going to be a little bit clear here. It's always that dicey thing of when do I book the flights? What happens when I'm bumped off the flight? What does that, you know, mean? So there was a bunch of snags. Some of it was coronavirus cases because people weren't coming into work because Omicron, so they tested positive, they couldn't. The TSA says it screened 2.19 million passengers at, I guess, various airports across our great country on Thursday. That's the highest number, which is wild, since the uptick in holiday travel started about a week ago. But these canceled flights, I get the overseas flights, but the canceled flights in the States, that makes it really tough, right? Because now you're bouncing trying to figure out how can I get there? What flight do I get? Can I drive there even? So if you can drive there, what if you could drive there, what happens is what happened to me. That's exactly what you do. You grab a car or you go to a different airport. I'm not surprised, like I said, about the overseas travel, but some of the travel in the United States, but it was the Omicron variant. Delta said that's what the cancellations were, multiple issues, including that. So it made it really difficult. I just can't imagine what a bummer it is when you go to the desk and you think you're in, you get through TSA, and then you find out your flight's been bumped and you have to desperately try to rebook it. All right, I used to live in a great place called Morro Bay. I still have sand dollars that I collected on the beach from Morro Bay. I used to walk on the beach. I was doing television and radio at that time, and I loved it. It's just a beautiful part of the country, central coast of California. I never swam in the water. It was mostly surfers, and the Pacific was so cold. They had a great white shark attack, they believe. The San Luis Obispo coroner's office identified the victim. They're trying to notify the next of kin before they release the name. The beaches in Morro Bay are closed. There was a surfer who tried to help the surfer get out of the water, but he was unresponsive once the other surfer dragged him to shore, but he was pulled from the water. He's definitely an apparent shark attack, and they're thinking great white. Oh, how sad. I mean, this happens Christmas Eve, you know. It happens Christmas Eve when there are people on the beach and whatnot, and it's one of those things. And it is an area where you do have sharks that migrate down from there. There's lots of seals and stuff. All right, thanks to all of you for listening to this version of the show. Remember to make it count. Get busy with those resolutions.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars share with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.